Hey, we're talking this morning with Christian Day. Now, Christian is the director and producer for a movie that's coming out very, very soon, this week. It's through Modern American Cinema, and it's a documentary film called Capone's Whiskey, The Story of Templeton Rye, and that tastes local. Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of folks around here that are very familiar with the story of Templeton Rye and how that plays out. You decided to tell it on the big screen. How did you come into that?
Well, I had actually had just finished a film back in September of 2010, and I had put this little title at the beginning of the movie called the Made in Iowa Documentary Series, and it was originally supposed to be just on Iowa artists, and actually literally at the last minute during a Q&A session, someone had asked me, what's the next topic, and I kind of just was like, well, I don't think I'm going to do another artist, and a business partner of mine said, let's do some Iowa, some of Iowa culture, and the whole idea was, well, documentaries don't make a lot of money, maybe we can find someone to sponsor, and he mentioned Templeton Rye. I myself didn't know what Templeton Rye was, ignorance came into play, and I researched, and I was like, you know what, I don't want Templeton Rye to sponsor anything. I want to make this movie. This is a story that I think I could capture a large audience with. And, being very fresh with the whole concept, I just took what I knew, came up with a budget and a proposal. And it was one of the fastest projects I was able to put together. I mean, literally from, October of 2010 to February, I had the budget, the proposal, two investors, money in the bank, and we started shooting in March. So it was pretty, the whole idea of something that had never been told before, and the different things it covered with prohibition and Al Capone, the illegal activity, and a whiskey that is, very, widely known, I thought we could go do no wrong with this.
And then you start asking around.
And that's when I started asking questions, and no one wanted to talk to me. And I didn't understand that. I thought people would be, oh, sure, we'll talk about this, but no one did. And there was several different reasons. And a lot of these people are in their 90s, and they're remembering these things from when they were kids. They're remembering being around their parents and then when they were making whiskey. The other thing is the dangers behind it. I mean, we've idolized Al Capone over the last 34 years. Back then, he was not... people didn't wear T-shirts with his face on it. They dared not to. He was quite a feared man.
Well, you start asking around and trying to get folks to open up a little bit, and it's probably a little bit shocking for somebody who doesn't know the background locally, considering that the story of Templeton Rye, for some folks, is kind of the story of their families.
It very much is. I mean, the main theme in the film is survival. And, we talk about hard economic times today, and we really, that's the thing, we just talk about it. We kind of complain a lot. These people were in far worse conditions than we could ever imagine, and they found a way to survive. And that, to me, is absolutely amazing. It was very illegal what they were doing. First you had prohibition, and then even after prohibition, when it was legal, they had created such a strong name for themselves. People wanted the good stuff. And so they continued to cook it. And, someone once mentioned to me, they had asked, how many people in the town do you think did it? I'm like, well, what was the population at the time? because it was, the whole town was in on it. And it's fantastic. I mean, the community pride and how they worked together, this absolutely blew my mind. I mean, everybody from the mayor to the mayor at the time was also the doctor of the town. Everybody, the grocery store owners, the train depot, the people who worked at the train depot who brought the sugar in. I mean, everybody was in on it.
How long did it take you? What kind of tricks did you have to pull to get folks to maybe open up a little bit? Or was it just a matter of they had to start to trust you?
Trust was a big part of it. Trust was a huge part of it. When I went in there, I was myself and my assistant director, her name was Alicia Damerville, and we would show up, we went to some of these people's homes, and we didn't show up with a film studio set up. I mean, we didn't come in with these massive lights. We didn't come in with all these different microphones. I mean, we literally came in with notebooks and a camera. And I had hooked up a shotgun microphone to the camera itself. So we had very minimal things with us. And we really didn't just go in there and start drilling them. We walked in and just kind of and visited with them and just said, start from the beginning, just tell me what you know, and we would from there. I mean, we didn't ever want them to feel pressure or stress. I mean, half the people are interviewed in their rocking chairs. And whatever lamp I could find in their home that I could put next to them, without being in front of the camera directly to get some light on their face. I mean, it was whatever was available. Because if we came in there and took over their home, I mean, we would have had a completely different experience. But a lot of them, when I would mention specific names that I had learned about, they kind of knew that I had known stuff already. And they said, okay, well, he's not, we can kind of go in a little bit deeper with it. But from my original 2 month turnaround time, that didn't last very long. I mean, it was, we didn't finish until November, and we had our big premiere in Des Moines in December. So, it took a little bit longer, and you kind of get to wait on people to finally come around, to really get some of the good stuff, some of the good information.
Yeah. Well, the good stuff on the good stuff, yeah.
Well,
I know that, there. It's not like we don't understand that there was a lot of booze sold during Prohibition off the beaten path, but when it comes to Templeton Rye, it wasn't just that short period of Prohibition. It's been sold, under the counter as well as over the counter for a long, long, long time, decades. So it has a very long history, and I know the folks that are in charge of Templeton Rye, the distillery these days, who bottled the over-the-counter stuff and put it in stores and liquor stores across the Midwest, they're very open. And they kind of embrace that history. Did you get some help from them?
A little bit. A lot of it, I had to get the trademarks and the right to use the name. And then legally they owned it. And I met Keith Kirchhoff, he's very trusted in that community. And he really, for a lot of these people who would shut their doors on me, I would ask him and say, hey, could you, talk to them for me, and a lot of them would open up. I mean, the main thing is we didn't ignore the company. To ignore the existence of the legal company is like ignoring the big pink elephant in the room. And we actually go into both a little bit of the company and how it lives side by side with the traditional off the farm brand as well, which in any type of corporate situation, I think it's amazing how these two can live side by side. If people were making Jack Daniels in their barns and calling it Jack Daniels, I'm sure the company would have a problem with it. But here, they live side by side. We visited three illegal stills while making the film. One of them allowed me to have the camera on, which you saw in the trailer a little bit. I got to, after visiting with them and seeing what their thought process. I mean, I kind of summed it up very quickly in the trailer with, Grandpa did it, Dad did it, so now I'm going to do it. And it's never going to stop. And that's fine. I love that. That is part of their history, And those people are still wearing Templeton Rye T-shirts. They're going to the events. They're promoting it. The two really promote each other, and they feed off each other.
Christian, from the folks who've seen the movie already, the documentary, have you gotten good feedback?
Oh, fantastic. We did we had a premiere, and we had a lot of, a few local celebs and press here in town. We did our press and bartender screening in Iowa City last Friday. And we did a very short Q&A session, which is myself and then Scott Bush, the president of the company. We both talked, and people absolutely loved it. I mean, the Cedar Rapids Gazette's doing a feature on us this week. I went to high school in Cedar Rapids, and the two reporters there were saying, we didn't know what to expect. And, some people kind of predicted, and I, as much as I love Ken Burns, they kind of look for us. I guess they assumed a documentary might be almost too educational and too detailed. And I really tried to make the film to attract a larger audience, so you're never bored. So there's a lot of things you see, a lot of action. It's not just people sitting down talking. And that was one of the things that people were telling me. It was like there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, before I know it, the movie's over. And the movie's only 75 minutes long, which is, you know, most films are an hour and a half. But, you know, in order to keep an attention span, I thought, okay, I want to get as much stuff shown and as much information in a short amount of time. And I don't want one person falling asleep or walking out of the theater. And at every screen we've had, no one's walked out. And during our test screen this past Friday, I looked around. Only one person ever got up for a drink the entire time. And that, to me, meant a lot. That's what I loved. I mean, they sat there the entire time, and they were drawn into it.
You bet. Well, I know you've got some screenings in cities around the state. Winterset, Greenfield, Carson, and Denison are some of the ones here in our immediate area here in the coming weeks. But you're always looking for more places to be able to show.
Yes, definitely. You know, right now we have 18 theaters booked, but most definitely I want this to screen as much as possible. We're going to do theatrical screenings through September. So, you know, we're still booking theaters through the summer.
All right, and they can just make a phone call if they'd like to inquire about being able to show that?
Yes, they can, you know, and not many people will do this, but I'm going to put my cell phone on the air. They can call me at area code 720-934-4427, or they can email me at christianday@gmail.com, and my name is KRISDIANDAY.
All right, very good. Capone's Whiskey, The Story of Templeton Rye by Modern American Cinema, Christian Day. Hey, best of luck with that, and we hope to hear again from you soon. Hope to be able to see the movie here right close.
Definitely.